Today Shir Masechta Yuma Daf Samach Vav. We will begin on Daf Samach Hey Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Ella, we've been in the middle of a discussion why the halacha is that if you for whatever reason did not bring one of the seirim that you should have brought this year, why is it not available to bring next year? Why is the power of the Kohen Gadol, if for some reason you didn't bring it this year, not able to be brought less next year? It says the Gemara, the reason is, Ella, Xerish Shema, Chatesh Avir Shanasa. Mishum Chatesh Avir Shanasa. The concern is that a Karma Chates, which is older than a year old, becomes possible to be used as a carbon. And we're concerned that maybe until next year, Yom Kippur, it's going to be already the Sar, which is the Sar Lashem, which is a Karma Chatos, will already be over a year old, and therefore it would be not usable. And therefore, they can't put it away from one year to the next. Ask the Gemara, Gzerihi, why is the Gemara saying we're concerned? It's certainly from this year, Yom Kippur, to next year, Kippur, Chatesh Arvish Nasihi. It's going to be more than a year old. So it shouldn't just be a gzera. It is such a situation. Answers the Gemara Halakasha. That question is not really a question, because the Gemara says we can have a situation that from this year to next year won't be, from this year Yom Kippur to next year Yom Kippur will not be a year. Ukurebi. The Torah, when it speaks about the Batei Erechayma, which is a house that's in a city that has a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, that the halacha is that if you sell such a house, if it's less than a year from when you sold it, you could buy it back, even if the buyer doesn't want you to buy it back. When it's more than a year from when it was sold, it becomes the buyer's permanently, and you can't buy it back even if you would so desire. And the Chachamim and Rebbe have a machloikus. How do you count that year? In a regular year, from 1 year Yom Kippur to the next year Yom Kippur, we count a lunar year. And in a lunar year, there are 354 days. In a solar year, there are 365 days. So therefore, from this Yom Kippur to next Yom Kippur, there's only 354 days. And when we count years, we count solar years. The Tanya, and the Gemara says this, the Braisa says, Shana Tamima, that if you don't buy back the house within a Shana Tamima, what is the definition, says the Braisa, of a Shana Tamima? Minus Shlosh Meis V'Shishim Chamisha Yom Kaminin Yom Maisa Chama. You count 365 days, like a solar year. Divrei Rebbe. The Chum opinion is, Mainim Shnei Masa Chodesh, you count 12 months, Miyoyim Liyoyim, like our calendar year. You go from anniversary to anniversary. So if that's the case, when it's Abra, we know if the year, the leap year, the Jewish leap year, has an extra month, a 13th month, it's Abra Lamaicher. And until the anniversary comes, even though in a leap year, the anniversary will be 30 months, not 12 months, the halach is the seller could buy it back. So it turns out, according to Rebbe, if they were magdish the sor this year, Erev Yom Kippur, and next year, when Yom Kippur comes, the animal will be 364 days old. The reason the animal is going to be 364 days old is because, as we've learned in our shiurim, in the last shiurim, the halacha is you can't be magdish an animal until it's 8 days old. So if Erev Yom Kippur, it was 8 days old, next year, Erev Yom Kippur, it'll be 364 days old, and it won't be 365 days old. And therefore, we should technically be able to use it. But that only is the case if you were magdish the animal when it was 8 days old. If you magdish the animal if this year Erevim Kippur, when you were magdish the animal was more than 8 days old. So next year Erev Yom Kippur, it's going to be more than 365 days, and therefore it's going to be already too old. So even though this year I can't use it, next year, but that can be a situation where it will be too old, and therefore the halacha is because of that, Chazal said, don't use this year's sor for next year. Ask the Gemara, so how tenech sor? Yes, the sor is brought as a karban chatas. A karban chatas can't be more than a year old. The sor can't be more than a year old. And as we just described, it could be a real issue in a different situation. But par, the halacha of a par is that it can be brought until it's 3 years old. So now the question is, why do we say that if it's left over for this year to next year, I can't use it? Why by the par do we have this situation? Answers the Gemara, Gzeru par atasar. You're right, says the Gemara. By par we ought not to have this concern, but Chazal said that we're going to be machmer by the par because of the sar. Ask the Gemara, the Mishum Gzeru Yomas. We could understand, say the Rishonim explaining the Gemara, why Chazal would have chosen to make a gzeira. But why would they be so strict with the gzeira that the halacha is that the animal is put to death? Why isn't that the halacha that it should be year out she starve? Why, says the Gemara, every situation, chatash avr shanasa, which as we started the shir today, indeed cannot be brought from after that age, the halacha is, it's not lemisa azla, leria azla. It's put out to pasture with the money, with the proceeds being used to buy oil's ketz mezbeach. Domrei shlokish, for a shlokish teaches us, chatash shavr shanasa, the chatash that's over a year old, roinoi soy, we look at this animal, kila, he met this basic forest, as if the animal is standing in a cemetery where the kohen obviously cannot enter to take the animal. A kohen gadol can't enter a basic forest, and therefore varaya, and therefore we leave it to pasture until it becomes a balmum, and after it becomes a balmum, we take it lemisa. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say that when we have such a, why did Rabbi Yehuda say that in such a situation it goes lemisa? So Rikivega asks, yes, we don't have the Chatashav Shanasa is not Chayiv to be killed. But this is also a situation of Chatas Shekipru Balea. And Chatas Shekipru Balea is Chayiv Misa. And therefore, why isn't that the reason that you've put to death? Says Rikivega that since Midaraisa, it could be used next year. And the only reason we're not using it next year is because we're learning in this situation that Chazal made a gzeira. So if technically it could be used next year, and the only reason we're not using it next year, as we just explained, is because a special gzeira is Chazal. So the Gemara means to say that because of a special gzeira is Chazal, we should not be, says Riki Vega, we should not be so strict and say that it's Chayiv Misa. It should be enough, says Kivegar, that it re-achi staff, but not be mechayiv misa. El Amarava, so we're back to where we started. Why is the halacha that the sar or par that were not brought this year, why can't they be used next year? El Amarava, there's a whole different concern. And that is Gzeir Mishum Takala. We're concerned that we're going to have this animal around all year round. People are going to use it, and that is Hegdish. It's an animal which is Hegdish, which of course we may not use it. And therefore we have to let it die to prevent any problem. And I saw the Rishonim explain, the Tosfos Rishonim explain. We learned in our previous year that there are opinions that we don't have this concern by the Shkolim, that the shkalim that weren't used this year can be used next year. So the Tosfos Yeshanim explains you can't compare money to an animal. An animal, we need to be concerned, is sitting here, and I may end up using the animal in the wrong way. Money, I could put away. I could put away the money with next year's shkalim, and therefore the level of concern is much less. Zeir Mishim Takala. And the Gemara says that this concept of takala is something that we learn. The Tanya the Brisa says, a magdishin. We're not allowed to be magdish anything bezman hazeh, when we don't have hegdish. Ve'marichim. We know that the Torah, the parash of Chukosai, teaches us the parash of Erchin, that every person, based on their age on their and on their gender, has a specific value. So we don't have Erchin bezman hazeh, because the Erchin money is supposed to go to hegdish, which again, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, ve'machrimim, and we don't do charamim. So Rashi explains that we know that there are two types of cherim. There's a cherim that goes to Berkabayis, and there's a cherim that goes to Kohanim. So Rashi says that the cherim that our Gemara is referring to, and throughout Shas, there's a machloikis when we say, somebody says cherim, what does it mean? Does it go to the Bedek Abayis, to the Koyin? So Rashi says it means to go to the Bedek Abayis. And as we're learning now, there is no Cherim Bizman Hazeh. But Tosfos explains that even we say there's a Cherim to the Koyin that goes to the Kohanim, but till they're actually given to the Kohanim, they have the status of Hegdish. And as furthermore, the Rishonim say that we don't have Kohanim Bizman Hazeh, that we could be certain of the Kohanim, so we don't have to whom to give it to. So we'll have the same issue. So therefore, emachrim bezman hazeh v'm hegdish v'herach v'hechrim. If somebody did something like this bezman hazeh, behema ta'akar, the halacha in the behema is that it requires ikur. The Gemara is going to explain in a moment what that means. Peris, fruits, ksusu kelim, clothing, other merchandise, yirkavu, should be left to be spoiled. Ma'as v'klei melchus yo'alech anol yam ha'melech, take them, because you can't expect them to spoil, you take them to Yam HaMelech. Eze Ikur, and the Brisa right away explains, what's the definition of Ikur? Noel Delsel for now, we should close the door in front of it, he may smell it and it will die by itself. So that's why we see that there's a concern of Takola. And in fact, the Mordechai says that when somebody is giving a donation, the Zman Hazeh, he shouldn't say ever, and he knows the Hegdish, I'm giving this to Hegdish. Rather, what he should say is, I'm giving it to Tztaka. Because when you use the word Hegdish, it opens up all sorts of problems. And the Beis Yosef also says, a person shouldn't say, I'm giving something to Hegdish. He should say, I'm giving it to Tztaka, or I'm giving it for a mitzvah. Or for the same reason that the person, there is no Hegdish, and as the Gemara just said, it only opens up much concern. And in fact, the Rishonim say that even though normally one should avoid annulling a nether for Hegdish, this type of nether may be annulled. And the reason it may be annulled is because otherwise we're stuck with this object that we don't have what to do with. And the reason is, the concern is, as we're learning, as the Gemara just said, that the concern is because Mitam Atakola. In fact, Tosfos says that the Gemara Masechta Bechairis teaches us that the din of Maisa Behema does not apply Bezman Hazeh for the same reason, because it only could cause, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash to bring the Maisa Behema to, so it only could cause problems, and that's why Bezman Hazeh, there is no Maisa Behema. Moreover, the stipler says that from the Rambam, it's clear that there's another consideration. And that is the concern that we're not treating that if somebody's Magdish Bezman Hazeh, and we clearly don't have Hegdish Bezman Hazeh, the issue is a very serious issue because it shows a zilzal in Hegdish. And in fact, Tosfos has a discussion here that we learned earlier that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave Meiser a tremendous amount of animals. 12,000 animals were Meiser. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how did he give Meiser Behema? It was saying that Bezman Hazeh is no Meiser. So one pshat is that he did give it when he was very young and there was still a Beis HaMikdash standing. Another pshat that some Rishonim suggest is that the Maiser that it's referred to is not actual real Maiser. There is no real Maiser b'zman hazeh, as we just learned. It was that he gave 10% for tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Tekala Demai. The Gemara says we're worried about Tekala. Ask the Gemara, what is Tekala? Tekala Tekrava, if we're concerned that we're going to bring in the, what's the Tekala by the Pravasar? If we're going to be concerned that we may bring him into the base of Migdosh for carbon when we're not supposed to, so ask the Gemara, Filo Kolrius Nami. Any animal that the Halacha teaches us so often in Shas that we should Yirat Shistav. If there's always a concern that until it becomes a balmum, I'm going to bring it as a carbon, so why are we singling out the parvasor? Eat to call the gizva voida. Is the concern that we may take its wool, we may use it for work? Same concern. I feel korius nami. We should have that concern by any animal which is identified that yirat shistavu. Says the Gemara, lo'olam the call that krov. The concern is that we're going to bring in the karva. Hanach, when we have an animal that's not usable for carbon, the labe ne krov benanu, that we're not taking themselves, but they take the value lo'itart behu. Hanuch, but the parvasor, that we, if we're going to leave it for next year, so it's an animal that has on it a label that's going to be used for carbon, the basa krovihi, and that's why tarot ba, people are going to continue using it, and because they're going to continue using it, we may accidentally bring it for carbon at a time that we're not allowed to. But says the Gemara, Takala Atzma, this question of Takala, if we're concerned for it or not, says the Gemara, is actually Machloikus Tanoim. The Tanya Chadu, we learned in Beisa, in one Braisa, Pesach Shalikar Perishin, if the owner did not bring this animal is a carbon Pesach and Pesach Rishon. Let's say they used a different animal for their Pesach. They should sell it to somebody who has to bring a Pesach Sheni, the Yikra B'Sheni, and use this animal for Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, but if the animal was not usable for Pesach, it was not used on Pesach Sheni, the loch is Yikra V'Shana Bo, should be used next year. V'Tan Yidach, and again, we have to refer to a situation that it won't be too old by next year. But Tanya Idach, lo yikrev, no bring it. My love. So how are we going to explain this machloikis abraisis that they're arguing over takala? Do we worry that if you're going to have it all around all year round, that you may come to use it? And Ritva says that even though what's the takala to be concerned by Karm Pesach? Haven't we learned that a Karm Pesach all year round automatically becomes a shlamim? So if I use it, it'll be fine. It's a shlamim. So certainly according to the man, the Omer, that it needs akira, that it has to be specifically designated as a Karm shlamim, that isn't the question. But even according to the opinion that holds, that it doesn't require akira to make it a Karm shlamim, so the Ritva suggests that when is Akira not required? Akira is not required when it's an animal that could be used next year. So therefore, it's a Karm Pesach until we designate it that is no longer a Karm Pesach. But in a situation, says the Ritva, where it's usable for next year, everybody will agree that Akira is required. Says the Marloi. It could be, says the Kula Alma, Chashina L'Tekala. Everybody agrees that we are concerned for Tekala. The machloikis goes back to what we discussed earlier in our shir. When we count the year that animal is a year old, how do we count that year? Is it 365 days or 354 days? Vloikasha. Ha, the first price holds like Rebbe, that we count 365 days, and therefore till next year Pesach, it isn't necessarily 365 days year old, and it could be used as a carbon Pesach. Vach Rabbanon, that it won't be usable for Karm Pesach by next year because it's going to be too old. Ask the Gemara, is that the way we could explain these two brises? V'cha Tanya, the brises say v'chein amos. By money, we can't say it's too old or too young. Elash ma'am, and now what do we see? That there's a machloikis, we're worried about takala, but takala pligi, there's a machloikis, so we're concerned for takala, shma mina, and that we see from here. So, the Paiskim discuss the question of how far do we worried about the concern of Takala. I saw the Chashuki Chemin has a discussion. Are we allowed to keep in our house a plate that's not kosher, that's not kasherable? The question is, are we concerned that we may come to use it? So he says that the Ksav Sofer says that when is there a concern for Takala? So he said, based on our Gemara, the only time we're concerned for Takala is something that may be usable. Like the case that we just learned, that may be usable next year for Karan Pesach. So since it can be usable, so that's why people don't completely separate themselves from it. And since people don't completely separate themselves from it, we need to be concerned that they may come to use it. They may come to use it. However, says the Ksav Sofer, in something which is totally not usable, so there is no concern for Takala. So we apply that to our case. If somebody has a plate in their home, which may not be used under any circumstance, so people don't keep that plate or don't look at that plate as a usable plate, and the concern of Takala would not apply. So the Mishnah continues discussing the Avod of Yom Kippurim. After the Kohen Gadol, that all of the Hazos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Kodesh, says the Mishnah Bala Eitz HaSar Mishtalayach. The Kohen now approaches the Sol HaZazel. The Sol Mishtay Yod of Olav, he does smicha on the carbon, and Misfada, and he says the Vidui. But the Gmidish David said that even though the Vidui is done when there's smicha, that isn't smicha. He says the halacha of vidui and the halacha of smicha are two separate halachas. Moreover, he says that even though typically the halacha is takef l'smicha shchitasoi, that after you do smicha you kill it, this animal is not the same type of animal that we have all over, and therefore it's not going to be geshachten. It's just going to be thrown down the mountain, and therefore this halacha doesn't apply. Others say that we should immediately take it to the mountain because of the halacha of take l'shchita shchita. V'kachoy, I mean, this is what the Kohen Gadol would say, Onu Hashem, chato ovo b'shul f'necha amcha b'es Yisrael, Onu Hashem, kapano l'chatoim, l'avoynus l'pshoim, shchato v'shov v'shapashul f'necha amcha b'es Yisrael, k'kos b'saris moshe avdecha leymar, ki b'yoyim hazeh yichapa leichem utar eschem, b'kol chato yisechem, l'fnei Hashem, Tataru. Here, the Kohen Gadol does not mention himself and the Kohanim, because since he mentions all of Klal Yisrael, since all of Klal Yisrael is mentioned, he is included in all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's not necessary to mention himself separately. Says the Gemara, Kohanim va'am ha'ayim de Bazara, Kshishayim m'shem ha'mfarish yotz m'pi and Kohen Gadol, as everybody was standing there, heard the Kohen Gadol saying the shame of the way the Kohen Gadol mentions the shame Hashem, ha'yukar m'shtach v'noyim from afneyem, v'ayimrim baruch shem kavoy ma'chusoy lo'ilam v'od. So the Gvur Sari asks, why does the Mishnah separate a Kohanim va'am? We just said that when it says Am, it includes Kohanim. So why do we have to single out the Kohanim? So the Chazon Yecheskel explains that what the Mishnah means to say is that even if you have Kohanim and Azara who are busy with a different Avoida, they should stop what they're doing and bow down. Another pshat is that the Pachi Yitzchak says that only in this time, and this is an important point, only at this point when the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avoida is the halacha that everybody should bow down. But let's say when the Kohen is duchening, and he also says the Shem Hashem, then there is no obligation for bowing down. Another point that the Prima Gadol wants to suggest is that only the Kohanim, what the Mishnah is trying to say, is that only the Kohanim would bow down. But the Kohen Gadol himself, even though he clearly is hearing what he's saying, doesn't bow down when they say the Shem Hashem, because he's busy doing what he's supposed to be doing. So the Sefer Mishkanos Yaakov asks that, what does it say, ha'oimdim b'mazoro? What does it have to single out ha'oimdim b'mazoro? So he suggests that only the people who were standing on the azoro had to bow down. But everybody else who isn't actually standing in the azoro did not have to bow down. So there's a question, what is the Shema Mefarish that the Kohen Gadol said? Some suggest that the Kohen Gadol said the Shema Mefarish, there's a special Shema Mefarish that is made up of 42 letters. And that Shema Mefarish, when you hear that Shema Mefarish, you have to bow down. Others say it was Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. But then, of course, the question is, if you hear Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, you're supposed to bow down, so why don't we bow down every time we hear Yud-Kei Vav-Kei? So Mefarshim answer that even if it's just Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, there's a difference between the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei of Yom Kippur versus the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei of all year round. The Yud-Kei Vav-Kei of all year round, it's pronounced Adnus, as we know. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol said it, he said it Yud-Hei Vav-Hei, and therefore when you hear it pronounced that way, that's when you're supposed to bow down. The Arizal says, the Mishnah says, Shoyu Yoitz B'Pin Gadol. What does the Mishnah mean to say Shoyu Yoitz B'Pin Gadol? When the Kohen Gadol said it, everybody, it came out from himself. He really wasn't in control of himself. So here we see that they said, they bowed down, and they said, Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Eloi Lavod. So one question is, that one point that the Medrash says, that this is only on Yom Kippur. Because we know that Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Eloi Lavod is something that the Malachim say. So on Yom Kippur, we're compared to the Malachim. So that's why on Yom Kippur we say Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Eloi Lavod, but that's not the halacha all year round. Moreover, the Brisker Rav has a question. When did they say Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Eloi Lavod? Did they say Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Eloi Lavod when they heard the Shem of Mefarish? Like we say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai? Or did they say Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Eloi Lavod only when the Kohen finished saying what he was supposed to say? And he brings a raya from a Tosfos that he said it only when he finished. So this is the source for our minig, that when we daven Yom Kippur and we say the Avodah, that we also, everybody sitting in the shul, stavening in the shul, says Karim Mishtachvim, that we all bow down. And the Masham says that this halacha applies even on Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos. But the Klaus Magareba in the Tshuvin Aruchayim Siman and Dalid, Reish Samachay, Reish Samach Vav, says that the meaning of the Divrei Chayim was that when it fell on, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, so only the Baal Tefillah falls Karim Mishtachvim, but the entire Tzibur only falls Karim Mishtachvim on Yom Kippur, which is during the week, not on Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos. So I saw that the Rishon explains why specifically was this done on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is so unique, he says, that it's the holiest day, Yom Kippur, with the holiest person, the Kohen Gadol. Going into the holiest place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's when he said, V'oimer, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, that's the moment that we should say, Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Eloi Lavod. But then I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Mishnas Yosef. He says, imagine how it was that the Kohen Gadol davened on Yom Kippur. It was a davening, it was a bracha like we never hear. We know, says the Mishnah Yosef, that if Chas V'Shalom, somebody says a bracha of Atala, the halacha is that he's supposed to say Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Eloi Lavod. When somebody hears the Kohen Gadol, the way he's davening Yom Kippur, he realizes, how did my bracha sound all year round? They didn't sound like they were supposed to. So I owe a Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Eloi Lavod. Masrei, the Kohen Gadol gave the Sar Lemi Shahaya Melichai, to the person who was designated from the day before Yom Kippur to take the Sar, the Ish Iti, to take it to where he's supposed to take it. There's actually a Machloikis Rishonim, how to understand Masrei. Does it mean that he physically gave over the animal? That the opinion of Rashi and the Rosh. The Rambam says Masri doesn't mean that he physically picked it up and gave it to him. Rather, Masri means he tells him, you take it. Says the Mishnah, Akul Kshem Lalichoy. Actually, everybody is qualified to take the Sar Lazazel. El She'osa Kainim Gedoylim Kva. The Kainim Gedoylim made a minig for the Menichim as Yisrael Lalichoy. They did not allow Yisrael to take it. Amar Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi says, Maisa Velicha Arsala for Yisrael Hayah. There was a situation where Arsala took it. So there are different reasons why the Kahanim wanted only a Yisrael to take it. One is, as we've learned previously, the Kahanim wanted that everything that's done in Yom Kippur to be done strictly with Kahanim. Just like we know the halach is that Shechita is Ksher B'Zor, but Yom Kippur, they never let a Zor do the Shechita. Another pshat that I saw is, as we're going to learn, the person who carried this animal was never survived the year. So the Kahanim wanted to show that we don't only take the covered, we don't only take the good parts of the Avodah, we also take the difficult parts of the Avodah, and we are going to take it, even though the repercussions are so serious. And therefore, they tafka had Yisrael. So here, the Mishnah says that Kahanim only let Kohanim do it, and then it says Arsla to do it. But so explains the Sikh Yitzchak, that's exactly what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means to say that of course the halacha allows any Yisrael to do it. And in one time they allowed a Yisrael to do it. This that the Kohanim took it for themselves was only a minig that they had. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, the Kevesh Asaloi, there was a ramp with Bnei Ben Velayim, because they were concerned about Velayim. Shai Metal Shemesaroi, there's a machlokes who's hair. Some say it was the hair of the animal, and some say it was the hair of the shliach. Varmeloi, and they would push the person who was taking the animal, telling him, Tov Tsei, because the Averis are on this animal, and they want to get this animal out. They want to get this animal out from here before, because like that, we will quicker have a nace, quicker have a kapara. And I saw that the Satmar Rebbe explains that the Rambam says that the halacha is that a person should always go b'derech hamamutza, in the middle path, not with extreme. But the Rambam says that when if somebody did an Avera, then he should go to the other extreme. The Rambam compares it to a tree, that if it's bending to one direction, the way you get it to stand straight is by bending it to the other direction. And that's what the people were showing here. They made a ramp. They made a ramp to show that our goal is to go through the middle road. But how can we get to that? By first getting rid of all of the Averis. Begins the Gemara. Vila ba'an ka checha lekomar. The Mishnah said, Kapano l'chatoim l'vonis l'pshoim, shechato shavosho l'fanach amcha b'es Yisrael. But says the Gemara, Vila bnei Aaron am kachecha lekomer. It doesn't mention bnei Aaron kachecha. Man Tana, who is the Tana that holds that the Sar LaAzazel doesn't affect the Kohanim? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah d'loy k'Rabbi Yehuda. Dik Rabbi Yehuda amar sheyesh lam kapara b'sar mishtalech. Rabbi Yehuda holds that they do have a kapara with the Sar LaAzazel. So if they have a kapara with the Sar LaAzazel, why aren't they mentioned? So it must be that our Mishnah holds that they don't. Abaye Oymar Fil Tema, that they, like Rabbi Yehuda, that they do have a kapara with the Sar LaAzazel, but says Abaye Otto Kahanim La B'chla Yisrael Nenu, certainly they're included when he mentioned Yisrael. So the Yisrael, the Kahanim don't have to be singled out because they're already included when you said Yisrael. Mach L'mishal Leichad, says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, regarding this individual who takes the Sar LaAzazel, the Pasuk says, V'shilach b'yad ish ite hamidbora. Ish teaches us the Braisa, lach shes azor, that even a Yisrael may do this avoida. Iti shehei mezumen. He has to be a person who was identified from before Yom Kippur for this job. Iti, to teach us a fila b'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, Iti v'afil b'toma, that even if the person is tamei, the halacha is that it may be that it still should be taken that way. So the question says the Gemara, Ishlach Shesazor Pshita. Why should I think that Yisrael is disqualified? Answers the Gemara, Maritema Kapara Ksebe, that the Torah says Kapara, and we know that the Kapara is always affected through Kahanim, Kamashman, that here a Kohen is not necessary to do this Avoida. Iti, ask the Gemara of Afilu B'Shabbos, ask the Gemara, why do we have to have a Pasuk to carry, to be Mutar on Shabbos? There's no Isser to carry, and there's no Isser involved here. Amar Sheshes Loima, to teach us, Shema Yechayla, that if this animal was sick, Markiva Al Kseifai, you could carry it on your shoulders, even though it involves the Malach of carrying on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, man, like Reb Nosson, this doesn't follow the opinion of Reb Nosson. D. Reb Nosson, we know Reb Nosson in Masech the Shabbos on Daf Tzadik Dalet taught us, he has the concept of Chai Noises Atzmai. So if you carry something that is able to walk by itself, you're never Chai for Itzah, you're never Chai for carrying. Answers the Gemara, feel time Reb Nosson. No, it could even be followed the opinion of Reb Nosson. Because as I just said, when does Reb Nosson say his halacha? Reb Nosson says his halacha by something that could carry, that can move itself. But somebody who, an animal or a person, frankly, who's sick and can't move itself, the halacha is that Reb Nosson will agree that there's an issa to carry it on Shabbos. And that's what the Bryce is teaching us, that this is an exception. It can be carried on Shabbos. But now it is a question. Davni Nezer discusses this. They were saying that this animal that the Torah is telling us can be carried on Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos, can be carried, is because it's sick. But the question is, it's a Baal Mum then. And if it's a Baal Mum, the halacha is that you can't use a Baal Mum for Sor Lazozel. So the Avni Nezer says, the fact that it's that a Baal Mum cannot be used as Sor Lazozel is only till we make the Goyru. Because as we keep on learning in our Perek, they had these two Seirim. One was the Goyru identified it Lashem, and one identified it Lazozel. And since if it's going to be the Sol Hashem, which is a carbon, it may not be a Baal Mum, so it can't be a Baal Mum. But let's say it becomes a Baal Mum after it was identified that's going to be the Sol Azazel. So we know it's not going to be used as a carbon. So since at that point, it's not going to be used as a carbon, so therefore, even though now it's a Baal Mum to the degree that it can't walk itself, it isn't a halachic concern. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Afram, says Rav Afram, the fact that we're learning that we're allowed to carry the Sol HaZozel on Yom Kippur, if need be, Zois HaMeres, this is a proof that Erevite saw the Shabbos, that on Shabbos we could do it, so we see there's an issue to carry if it's Shabbos. But why aren't we saying that if it's Yom Kippur there's a concern? So from here we see that ain't Erevite saw Yom Kippurim, that there's no concern on Yom Kippur. Because if there was a concern for carrying on Yom Kippur, as there is on Shabbos, explains Rashi, then the Gemara should have said that if it's Shabbos, I'm allowed to carry it. It should have said that even if Yom Kippur is during the week, I'm allowed to carry it, although normally I can't carry Yom Kippur. From here we see that there is, according to, says Rafram, that there is no Isser of carrying on Yom Kippur. E.T., to teach, says the Braisa, further Vafila B'tumma. We learned Ita Vafila B'tumma. Ask the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, what is that coming to teach us? Amar Sheshes Loimer, She'im Nitma M'shalchai, if the person who was designated to take this animal is Tomei, Nichnas La, and he's Tomei, and of course, normally, the Loch is somebody who's Tomei, may not go into the Azara. Here, he's allowed to go into the Azara, Nichlan's Tamil Azara, or Mishalchai. And as the Griz explains, a Kohen Gadol, when he does the Avoida, so there's two problems. One is that he is entering the Azara, and he's also doing the Avoida. However, the Ish Itai, their halacha is only that he's going into the Azara. And therefore, even though we learned early in our Masechta, says the Brisker Rav, that we try to avoid using a Kohen Gadol who's Tamei, we don't want to use a person who's Tamei to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur if we could get someone else. When it comes to the Ish Itei, who isn't really doing the Avodah, the halacha is we could even use someone who's Tamei. Begins the Gemara an interesting dialogue. Says the Gemara, Shalu Esra Lezer. They asked Rabbi Lezer, Chala, if the Sar Lazazel got sick, Mahu Shia Kival Ksefai, can the person, this Ish Itei, carry it on his shoulders? Amalaho, so Rabbi Lezer responded, Yochel Hu Laharkiv Anivatem. This animal is strong enough to carry both of us. So what's Pshat? So the Pasha Pshat, as the Gemara, as Rashi says, that we're going to learn later in this Amid, Rabbi Lezer was very careful never to say anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. So even though he knew the answer, he didn't want to say the answer because he never heard the answer he never wanted to say something that he didn't hear directly from his Rebbe. The Ritva says that what he meant to say was, don't ask me a question that doesn't make any sense and never happened. As the Meiri says, as much as it's important when we learn to ask a Magichir, a Rebbeim, questions, it's only if the questions make sense. But he did not want to say it, didn't want to waste his time speaking about things that really aren't sensible. The Mashal explains that what he meant to say was, a human being, even if he's sick, could still walk. And therefore, there's no problem, going back to something we discussed a few moments ago, of carrying such a human being on Shabbos. But an animal that's sick is really not allowed to be carried on Shabbos, and that's what he meant to say. Another pshat that the Marsha suggests, what he meant to say is that this sire, the sire Lazazel, as we discussed when we learned the Mishnah, has the ability to carry our Averis, to bring kaparah to us for our Averis. We don't have that ability. Next question he was asked. Chola Meshalchoi, if the person who's supposed to take the animal got sick, Ma'ashi Shilchena B'yad Acher, can we designate a different person? Amalhem, to which Rabbi Lezer responded, Ahei B'shalom Anivatem, let's all be healthy. So again, Rashi explains that why are you asking this question, Rashi says, he said to them, I'm not the Ish Itei. You're not the Ish Itei, so why are you asking questions that aren't relevant to you and me? The Ritva explains similarly that the person who we appointed was a healthy individual. They were careful to appoint a person who was healthy, and therefore don't ask this question on that irrelevant question. Another pshat that the Mashal says that it can't be sent by somebody else. The person who was appointed, he has to be, the person said. Another pshat that the Mashal says, we know that the Gemara says that when we say goodbye to somebody, we say lech l'shalom. But when we take leave of a nifter, we say lech b'shalom. So he said, ahei b'shalom. This person, as we mentioned earlier, who's the Ish Itei, did not survive the year. So he's not going to survive the year. Let's not take another person. Another pshat that the Sikh Yitzchak says, he says that what he said to them was, he should carry it and let him take care of it, and we, Aniva Atem, should, even if he's sick, Aniva Atem, let's always stay healthy. Next question. Dachvai, if they threw the Sar Lazazel down the mountain, and the animal did that die, Mashiyer Akrav Yimsenu, Does the person go down the mountain to kill it? Amalam, Sir Rabbi Lezer said, Kein Yoiv de Kol Avecha Kol Hashem. So the Ritva explains, what he meant to say was that the animal can never survive. And just like this animal can never survive, may none of the enemies of Klal Yisrael be able to survive. Because as we're going to learn the Gemara, the animal usually died halfway down the mountain. And therefore, this question isn't relevant. Another pshat that the Siach Yitzchak said, there's no reason to look if the animal is alive or dead. You're supposed to throw it down the mountain, and that's it. Chamayim chala. If the Saul Azazel got ill and it can't walk, makivai al kseifai. The ish iti should carry it on his shoulders. Chala mishalchai. The Chama say if the person who's supposed to carry the animal or take the animal got sick, the halacha is yishalchana biyad acher. Appoint somebody else to take it. Dachvai v'lemeis. Furthermore, if the animal was thrown down the mountain and it did not die, Yair Achrav Yimsenu, go down the mountain and kill it. Sholas Rav Elazar. Then they asked Rav Elazar, Pliny, they spoke about a certain individual, Ma'al Olam Haba, will he be Zaychata Olam Haba? Amalem, Rav Elazar replied, L'shatani Ela Pliny, why didn't you only ask me about this person? So Rashi explains that they asked about a certain person, is he a person that should have Olam Haba or not? And the Rishonim explained that he wasn't such a great person. But what happened here was even though he wasn't such a great person, we should never give up on a person. And therefore, don't be so sure that he won't have Olam Haba. The Meiri says just the opposite. You were asking me about this person that looks like a Rasha, and you want to know if he'll have Olam Haba. Says the Meiri, he said to them, and there are plenty of people who look like tzaddikim and are not really tzaddikim, and we're not sure if they're going to have Olam Haba. Then Rashi offers another pshat, that the question was about Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, we know, married women that he wasn't supposed to marry. Will he have Olam Haba? And Reb Elazar did not want to respond, and therefore he said, instead of asking me about Shlomo HaMelech, wanted to ask me about Avshalom. The next question they ask him, Ma lahatzel ha'roya kifsa menari. If the shepherd sees that his sheep is being attacked by a lion, is he allowed to try to save that sheep? Omlem, l'shatani ela al roya. Why are you asking me on the sheep? Why don't you ask me about the shepherd? So they asked him, are we allowed to save the shepherd from a lion? You should ask me about the sheep. And again, the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that he was trying to avoid them. But Rashi explains that we know the story of Dovra Melech and Bathsheba. And the question was, did what Dovra Melech do with Bathsheba represent a Avera or not? Because on one hand, we know that David HaMelech wasn't Ovid Avera of Eishes Ish, because Kol HaYotzei Melchemes Beis David, whoever goes out to Melchemes Beis David, Kaisv Get Lishtoi, so they really weren't married. On the other hand, it was Uriah, who David HaMelech had killed, considered a married B'malchus, and it was Mechayiv Misa, or not. And that was the question that was going back and forth. Is David HaMelech wrong? Was Uriah wrong? Does David HaMelech deserve criticism or not? Next question that he asked. Mamzer, Mal Lirish. If somebody has a Mamzer, does he get a share of the Yerusha? So he said to them, instead of asking me if he gets a share of the Yerusha, Mal Yabim. The question is that if somebody has a Mamzer, and that's the only child that he had, is his wife Chayv Yibam? Again, he was trying to avoid the question, and the simplest way of explaining why is because he never heard the answer to this question directly from his Rebbe, and therefore he didn't want to comment on something he didn't hear from his Rebbe. Next question. Ma'al Lossar Esbeisoi. Now that we live in the time after the Churban, are we allowed to paint the houses in a very nice way? So he responded, Ma'al Lossar Eskavroi. What are you allowed to do with your grave? Again, trying to avoid the question. And says the Gemara, not everything that he did was not B'shnei Shafligim B'Devarim, that he wanted to avoid them or he didn't know the answer. He was very careful that he never said something that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. And the Gemara Masechta Brachos says, "Hoy medavet shloi shomim bepi rabbi, goyim l'shchina shetustalik miYisrael." So the question is: of course, we have plenty of people that have said their own psak that they didn't hear from his Rebbe. So how could that be? So the Mashal differentiates between something that is a halacha that's mentioned in a Mishnah and a Gemara. So there you're allowed to say, even if you didn't hear it from your Rebbe. But something which is dependent on svara, on common, on logic, you may not be right. And therefore, unless you heard it from your Rebbe, don't say it. There was a wise woman that asked Rebeleza, Ma'acha Shemasa Egel Shavin, that there were many, the people who participated in the Aveir of the Egel were all equal. Why do we find that not everybody got the same Misa? Some were killed with Sayif, with a sword. Some died with the Magefa. And some died by Moshe Rabbeinu putting the ash of the Egel into the water, and they drank that water, and that caused them to die. Amala, so Rabbi Elazar responded, Ein chacham al ish el pelech. A woman should be used for weaving and sewing. And he said, that's what the Pasuk says regarding women. What did the smart women do? The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, that what did the smart women do? That they only sewed. So of course, this is a very difficult Gemara to speak this way about women. So he says that, one pshat is, what he said was, Ein chum ish el bepelech, what a woman is supposed to do is, pelech stands for kapa parcel ani. And what he's saying is that a woman who gives tzedakah, the Gemara says that sometimes women have a difficulty giving tzedakah. If a woman gives tzedakah, then she has achieved the madrega she's supposed to achieve. And again, the Pasha Pshat is that he felt that this woman didn't really understand the Pasuk, and that's why he's not going to answer. But says the Gemara, Itmar, what is the answer to the question? Says the Gemara, and again, the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, we have to say, is that he didn't want to answer because he never heard the answer from his Rebbe, and since they didn't hear the answer from his Rebbe, that's why he didn't want to answer what he didn't hear. If somebody actually worshipped, brought kabbonis and katoiris to the Egel, besayif, he was killed besayif. Gifif and nisha, if somebody who hugged and kissed the Egel was killed in the b'misa and the magefa. Samach b'vavai, if he didn't actively outside do something, but he was happy with this, he was killed by Hadroikin with drinking that water. V'chad Amar, and a different man d'Amar, said that what's the difference? Edim v'asra, if what he did was with Edim and Asra, so then the Allah, then he got Sayif. Edim b'loy Asra b'misa, got died in the Magefa. Shloy b'Edim v'loy b'Asra, if there were no Edim and Asra to what he did, he died with drinking the water by Hadroikin. Amar Yehuda, Shifta Shalevi, Le'ovet Avodis Kochavim. Sheva Levi didn't worship Avodah Zarah. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, V'yamin Moshe B'shar Hamachna, V'yamin Mila Hashem Elai, V'yasva Alav Kol B'nei Levi. Says the Gemara, Yosha Ravina V'kamal HaShmatza. Ravina was sitting and learning this Gemara. Eisvei B'nei Rapapa Ba'abel Ravina. The Pasuk says, Ha'imel Aviv V'imel Lai Re'isav, V'sechav Lai Hakar, V'sechav Lai Hikar, V'sbanav Lai Yada. They were the people to take the Nekam of Hashem. So we see that there were those from Shevet Levi that did the Aveira, and they didn't care that the people that they had to do what they had to do were members of their family. Isn't that clearly an indication that members of the family did the Aveira? Says the Gemara, no. But the Pasuk, when it says Aviv, means Avi Imai, his mother's father. So you could be a Levi, but your maternal grandfather is a Yisrael. Echav Loi Hitler is referring to Echav Me Imai Me Yisrael. You have a brother who's your maternal brother. So your father is a Levi, and you're a Levi. But your brother is not necessarily a Levi. Banav, it's talking about Bnei Bitoi Me Yisrael, that your daughter married a Yisrael. So your grandson, even though you're a Levi, is a Yisrael. So we learned in the Mishnah that they made this ramp. It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi B'chana, Loi Bevlayim Hayu. It wasn't the Bevlayim that used to poke the hair of either the goat or the shliach, Alexandrin Hayu. And However, says the Gemara, so why were they called Bavlayim? Min Ella Mitoich She Sinus of Bavlayim, because the people from Eretz Yisrael hated the Bavlayim, because they didn't come up to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't make Aliyah with Ezra when they came to Eretz Yisrael. That's why Koinai Soy Al Shmon, that's why they gave them this derogatory name. Anybody who acted inappropriately, they called Bavlayim. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Amalai Bavlayim, Haya Alexandri Hayim. Amalai Bavlayim, Tanuch Dati, Shenachtestati. Kodesh Baruch should give you a bracha, because Rabbi Yossi was from Bavel, and he felt very bad that people from his country acted that way. Tana, Tovetsei, they used to tell this person, quickly take the animal out. Tana, the Bryce explains, Mas Shot Zepiridain, why are you holding up this animal, the Chayvidar Skin, that many Averis, let's get this animal out before, and like that, we will have a Kapara.